No, it was,
I'm the news microphones of the Michael Mara show now set up at an impromptu news conference from Republican presidential frontrunner Herman Cain. I believe he's stepping up to the microphone now. Herman Cain.
Good afternoon.
Oh, there he is.
I'm Herman Cain. There have been several allegations that have been made against me, but I would like to open up with a statement, if I may. This one goes out to Oscar Santana, who I know has had some pointed comments towards me. I direct this his way.
Good.
Right. And it goes as follows.
We're rolling.
Prepared statement.
A candidate will never reach. I'll start again. Hold on a second.
All right.
Didn't quite get
sort of a half-prepared statement.
I seem to go into a different way of speaking.
I noticed.
A higher register, perhaps?
I don't know why, but...
Are you excited, Mr. Cain?
No. I just, whenever I read my prepared statements, I get a little excited.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Before you start, I'd just like to compliment you on the intimacy of this press conference.
Thank you. It's nice to see you all so close by.
All four of us are here.
It's almost like we're in the same room.
Could be.
All on the front row.
For Oscar Santana.
All right. Prepared statement.
A candidate will never reach his goal. In fact, he'll never win. If that candidate's... I've got to start again.
Oh, no.
Well, that
okay, that's all right.
That's all right, sir.
Did you expect more people at the press conference?
Yes, I did. I seem to have an emptier room.
There's just there's at least one...
An emptier room.
One glaring absence.
We're going to have to reload the camera.
All right.
Let me start again.
Please.
A candidate will never reach his goal. In fact, he'll never win. If that candidate decides to spread himself too thin.
Too thin.
There you are. Very good.
Thank you very much.
That's a great start to a news conference.
Thank you. Now I will entertain any questions you may have.
I have a question.
Mr. Cain.
I go to the man down, the only the third man in the room.
Hi. Rob Spiewak, KCJJ Radio.
How do you do? Oh, how's Steve Soborowski?
Soborov.
Soborov. How's Mr. Soborowski doing?
You know, he's also running for office.
Is he going to win?
I hope so, because a vote for Soborov is a vote for Iowa.
Is he a Democrat or a Republican?
He's an independent,
I believe.
That's right.
I don't care for that tone.
No.
I do not care.
Okay.
I do not care
then
for
I will
tone.
I will give you the true
you
answer.
You have taken it too far.
He's a Democrat.
Which you often want to do.
He's a Democrat.
When we're doing this kind of material.
He's a Democrat. Democrat.
Thank you.
Didn't say it the other way.
I understand.
That's right.
You have a question for me?
Certainly do.
You son of a bitch.
Love to hear it.
What about that broad?
Now look.
You were talking about how tall she was and whatnot?
I was comparing her and whatnot to my wife.
I see.
And I was saying, I took my hand like this.
How is Mrs. Cain?
Mrs. Cain.
What's her name again?
Evelyn.
Evelyn
Cain. Effie. Mrs. Cain. Mrs. Cain, I was saying, comes up to here.
Yes, she does.
On me.
About breast time.
And now, see, you said that. I did not.
That was my word, I get into trouble. I understand.
I was the head of the Restaurant Association.
That's right.
And I was chairman of Godfather's Pizza.
Right.
And I don't understand why people, you know, I said there's a giant target on my back.
Yes,
that's right. Hey, I have a question about Evelyn.
Yes.
Does she ever come up to about here?
Now that's not funny.
No,
you're talking about my wife.
I am,
and I don't know. Look, we had an agreement, or we settled. I don't remember the
whatever
term.
It's
it
called.
Was it was 12 years ago.
It was.
I put it in my past.
Good for you, sir.
I don't want to think about it. All right.
I salute you for
that. I have a poem about it, though.
Oh, well,
is it a poem or is it a prepared statement?
It is a prepared statement.
Excellent. I hope your voice doesn't go into that higher register.
Here we go now.
Okay.
All
here
right,
we go.
All right.
Herman
Cain. I will share this with you now.
Republican frontrunner.
After
Cain.
This press conference concludes,
yes.
Hopefully we can be done with this matter.
Yeah, I hope so.
In totality.
Put this behind.
And it goes as
in
follows.
What?
In totality.
Thank you.
But, here we go.
Yeah. Right.
Harassment is an ugly word.
Wow.
It's cold and it is crass.
Uh-huh.
I never did a thing to that girl. I just admired her ass.
Oh, very good.
Wow.
Thank you very much. I have another prepared statement.
Oh, good.
I love these.
Yeah. It's true. I love the female form.
Uh-huh.
Admiring things might... Wait, I'll start again.
All right, everybody.
Sometimes when you write these poems before the show, you don't read them correctly.
You mean before the press conference?
The press conference.
And I think...
Am I prepared? Not poems, prepared statements.
The room is very loud. Can we have some quiet in the room?
Yeah, quiet in the room, please.
Please.
It's true, I love the female form. Admiring them's my duty. So please excuse me, won't you please, while I chase their booty.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't want to give you the wrong impression about my dad. He wasn't a drunk or an alcoholic or anything. He was just Scottish. I became a terrible drunk, or alcoholic, or a good one, depending on your point of view, I guess. I certainly threw myself at it with gusto. There was no half measures with me, and people never said, I wonder if he's a... No, he is. So, I mean, I've been sober for a very long time, and people still say to me, oh, Craig, how much did you drink back then? I'm like, I don't know, it's not f***ing Weight Watchers. It's not like you wake up in the dumpster and go, oh, 14 units, I need a meeting. It's one of the few upsides of active alcoholism. Very little in the way of paperwork. It's like people like me, when we listen to people who are not alcoholics and they're having drinks and they say, oh, I'm going to have to stop now. I'm starting to feel it. And I'm like, that's the point. That's the point. I'm starting to get a little drunk. Yes. Starting to feel it is not the end of drinking, it's the beginning of drinking.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Man, oh man, and see a segue from Craig Ferguson into Dean Martin into my opening. That's like three alcoholics in one.
That's right. It's a fire hazard over here.
That's a good thing. And I didn't do any Halloween drinking, which is amazing.
Me neither. How about that?
I like just to see the kids and hand out candy, and I don't want to have liquor on my breath when I'm handing out candy.
I understand. It's so tempting on Halloween to eat a lot of candy and drink and overeat. I didn't drink.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world. You did, too.
I did not.
From the Cappy Fiverr Studios, this is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, November 1st, 2011, and we are over 10 million downloads and still growing. Wow. Our show today is brought to you by... Rob, I'm screaming into this microphone to get heard here.
Okay.
I need something different, something... Shocker. They did that show again.
No,
yesterday.
Actually, no, I ran the board and nothing was touched.
All right, well, it sure sounds different. Anyway, our show today is brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. Cold weather's on the way, and TMOS listeners can get their heating system tuned up for winter for just $69. And if you need to replace your old inefficient system, trust the good folks at CB Lucas to find the best fit for you and your budget. Either Mike or Wayne Lucas will come to you with a free estimate, not some pushy commission salesman. CB Lucas has 3 years, same as cash financing, or instant rebates on qualifying train systems. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas or click their ad on our website.
Call them.
On today's show, ladies and gentlemen, Halloween in Manassas, a little review. We'll all talk about our wonderful Halloweens.
We all have stories to tell.
It's very special.
It's
very,
special?
Very special.
Big,
it always is.
Big holiday.
Always very special in my neighborhood.
Has a different flavor in Manassas.
Not as special as it was last year, but special nonetheless.
Did children try to hit you with a stick?
No, not at all.
Did you enjoy El Trick or Treat?
I like. You know what I like about it? It's a nice little kid's holiday. It really
is. It is.
At the core, I probably had, over the age of 10, maybe 5 trick-or-treaters. Mm-hmm. The rest of them were little bitties.
And don't you love that?
My buddy Timmy Tyrell brought his kid by, and he had a great costume where he had the exposed chest with the heart beating.
Oh, God,
that
cool.
Was the cute. And he's a little guy. And he goes, make your heart beat. And you see this little gross heart go through the throat. It was wonderful. Also, my new best show on television, I want to talk about that. A phenomenon happened when I posted this on Facebook. I'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
I think we should get a little topical Tuesday here and talk about Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
Because I think it is an interesting subject as to whether she's full of crap or not. And we'll find out. Although I don't really care, we'll see what happens. Wintertime predictions, DirecTV cuts a deal.
Yep.
Our Christmas tree. I'll get your thoughts on it. Yeah, we're a little ridiculous with the Christmas tree.
I like it.
And we're going to a hockey game. RJ Jabari, my wife and I, going to the hockey game tonight. Mm-hmm. But let me start with Halloween in Manassas. Did everybody have a good Halloween?
Yeah, pretty good.
Mine was interesting. A new phenomenon that I have not noticed before. When you're handing out candy on Halloween night, you really can't withhold it.
Right.
Otherwise, you'll be a complete ass. You know.
Right. What do you mean?
Say,
you mean like
you can't say no? You can't. Or you know? Oh, you took two.
Right.
I really can't. I don't have that.
So,
were
you allowing people to grab? Because I'm a distributor.
I am.
Well,
too.
You know, I don't distribute. I think I hated it when I used to be. I used to be a trick or treater. I hated the people that went. Here,
yeah, right.
Here,
right.
Like me.
Here, because it's cheap.
Well, no, it's not cheap though. If I have budgeted two full size bars per kid,
two full size bars,
and I'm handing them to, unless they're dicks, I handed one to a couple that were dicks,
yeah, the older ones,
yeah.
As I mentioned yesterday, I do the fun sizes, but I use my large man sized hands to take as many as I can, like a big ball of candy bars,
right,
and dump one in each kid's bag, so every kid
gets
a big ball of candy, which my wife yelled at me about. What's wrong with you?
I hand my bowl out with a full size candy bar and say, take one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead, take one. And then the whole idea
of
the full size is that
they
they pick what they
what
want.
They like. Yeah.
And we had Starburst, we had Skittles, we had Snickers, we had, what else did we have? We didn't have any Reese's,
M&Ms,
which
I was
we had peanut M&Ms and regular M&Ms.
Right.
And, you know, you can
reach
in.
That's a pretty good mix.
It's a nice little mix.
You have the fruit and the chocolate.
But I don't want to talk about the kids that took two, because they did, and I didn't sweat it a couple times. Because it's funny, because you see them kind of grab two at the same time. What I was concerned with, and as I mentioned before, it seemed to be an adult trick-or-treater that would trick-or-treat with the child. Did
really?
You get any of that? Did you get any of that at all?
Like with a bag and everything?
Only two instances, but both instances the women were diminutive.
Uh-huh.
They were petite.
See,
but they were full-grown adults. Like, one woman had to be plus 40.
How are they costumed?
But one woman had, like, a...
sombrero?
Mike, Rob.
Everybody.
Settle, everyone.
Settle.
Just relax.
One of the women had a had a little wig on, like a... like a troll, you know, under the bridge.
Right. Do you think
but she looked like a troll anyway?
I was going to say, do you think she wears the wig day to day?
I don't know.
And we seldom get this deep into this music bed. I like this.
Carla and I looked at each other after this child and this adult came to the door.
Trick
and
or treat.
We looked at each other and went, was that what I thought it was? I said, that was an adult. That was a full-sized adult.
Well,
that was a full-sized small adult.
Uh-huh. Let's say, Mike, you... Just for a moment, let's assume.
Yes.
You are a stranger in a strange land.
Yes.
And you hear you're hanging at some local social club where your kind hang out.
Right.
Say it's a place.
Oh, my God. He's
where where Americans hang out, like the embassy. Okay? And because you remember you're a stranger in a strange land.
So
and the rumor comes and says, you know what I've heard? There is a tradition in this strange land where if you go door to door.
Mm-hmm.
The denizens will give you candy. And I don't know all the details, but apparently in a nutshell, if you go door to door, you will get candy. Maybe this person was just misinformed.
It was an odd moment. Other than that, I got there was one other that might have been, but I think it was maybe a much older sister.
But
this woman was about 3 feet tall.
Okay, and so she's trading on
she
that.
She was about 3.5 feet tall.
Trading on that?
Maybe 4 feet.
No, you didn't see any mustaches or anything.
No, but
beards?
I saw what appeared to be like almost mother or potentially grandmother. That's how old this person was.
Wow.
The other one was like an older sibling. And I also don't approve of the kids that, like the kids that came and said, I said, what are you dressed as? Mm-hmm. We're Osborne High students. I said I'm going to give you candy, but that's not thick enough.
Right.
That's not worth it. You don't get the treat of going to somebody's house and getting candy when you don't dress up for
trick. It's not just a raid.
I was disappointed in Robert last night because he had planned to go as the kid from the regular show or Adventure Time or whatever the cartoon is.
As we said yesterday, is it Oscar Santana or Tanner Cooley?
It's not either of them.
Are you sure?
Incidentally, when he gets here, because he does.
Is he coming today?
Because he deserves the credit. Based on his disinterest in the end of yesterday's show, after his part's over, and so it's
making a note here.
Make a note.
I'm just writing.
Will there
down
be a quiz?
Big O and Dukes,
right?
And then it's Tech 411,
right?
All right. Then it's the regulars,
right?
Mm-hmm.
What else? Anything else that he?
Oh, he sells school machines.
Yeah.
Right.
Mangrates. He sells the Mangrate.
And the Mangrate.
All right.
And the Mangrate brush.
This is one time where I think it's necessary. All right, so that's it, right?
He's trying to foster a new relationship with a lady. You know, he's
yeah, that doesn't count. Okay, no, that's private life. So
On the teat of that raven.
Four other jobs.
Uh-huh. Right.
That's it. And we're jealous because we only have one. So what were you saying?
I was disappointed in Robert last night because we had put together a pretty good costume for him, and Julia had a matching costume because they're like sidekicks.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, and I think that
that's pretty rare, too, with the age difference.
Kind of weighing on him. That he was doing.
All right, what was the costume? I'll tell you whether he was legit or not.
He changed at the last minute. He said, "I'm going as a skateboarder."
That's weak.
Yeah, he put on like a skateboard.
Trouble.
I know.
Trouble.
I know.
What was he going to be before that?
The dog from the regular show or Adventure Time. I don't know what the name is.
I don't even know that.
Me neither. Like. But
is it a little gay?
No, it's
Is it a little wussy?
No, it's very popular among kids.
But he's going as the dog. It's kind of like, you know, it's a little kid's costume.
Well, yeah. I like
that.
What
you have to do, see, you have to step up and you have to be, you know, I understand.
But here's the deal. He had a chip because Julia wanted her friend Megan to go trick-or-treating with them. Uh-huh. And she had no costume because she has such great parents.
Oh, wow.
So Robert said.
She had no costume at all? How old is this child?
Julia's age, same class.
Wow.
That's terrible.
So, Julia's, I forget how it got cooked up because I was out of the picture at this point. Robert said she can go as the dog, and I'll go as a skateboarder.
Okay.
And so Robert put on, you know, the threshing clothes with the longest shorts, and he wore a helmet, and it was decent, I suppose.
The helmet puts it into the costume category.
I mean, granted, it wasn't as good as when I got home from the parent-teacher conference and who came out of my door, but Jabril as the stealth ninja. Now, this was a costume.
That's a good scary. Did he look good?
Yes, he did.
He looked really good because his mom helped him, right?
They went to Party City, as he told me.
Yeah, well.
But it wasn't so much the red pajama-like outfit,
right,
but the mask that covered all but his eyes.
Very good.
Yes, and so that looked good. And Julia looked good as Finn from, I think it is, Adventure Time.
I think so.
And then we had Zach.
I'm curious about the friend of Julia's that doesn't have the costume.
Megan.
Yeah,
please
Megan.
Explain that a little
bit. I don't know. Her brother had a costume.
Right.
And you know what happened last year, too? She had no costume.
She had no costume.
Had no costume.
Does she have no costume because she chooses not to dress up or because she's got slacker parents?
She was very eager to join our merry band, so it might fall onto the parents.
Very possible. You know, Maya has those Halloween parties, I'm sure your kids do, at the school.
Right.
Right? And there's always a kid or two that is not dressed, and they just kind of stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can see they're visibly upset that they're not dressed
up. It's really horrible. Yeah, I mean, it's really, that's a huge deal for kids.
My wife sometimes volunteers, and she'll often bring some extra costume stuff for those kids who don't have anything
of her own.
As she continues to spend every nickel you make, Mark.
That's right.
Yeah.
As she spends you into oblivion, you know.
I'll
bring the extra costumes.
I'm so sorry that young Herman doesn't have a costume, which is why I brought this box that's labeled Naughty Vampirus.
So how was yours? Was yours pretty good?
Mine was pretty good. You know, Maya has this best friend that she's known her whole life so far, and we switch off now every year. We go to different houses, you know. So we went to their neighborhood.
All right, stop right there. I'm just going to assume here that the mother at the other house has to be hot.
The mother at the, yes, she is attractive. She
I am shocked. I don't know about
whenever
you, but I am shocked.
Whenever you, and I'm just doing what I yelled at people doing, I was adjusting my mic stand. I will tell you this, whenever you are involving yourself like that, where every year, this is the key, every year we'll switch off homes. That there's no way that doesn't happen.
Well, that's
if
the
mother is not a MILF.
That's the first step towards swapping.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
You're laying the groundwork.
If they haven't
you're
already,
you're learning well, my friend.
Now, right. No swapping.
Now, is this child? Is this other couple? Are they? Do they have only one child?
They do.
Oh, so there's an
perfect
it's a daughter.
Match.
Yes,
it's a match.
So you're perfectly matched.
Yes.
And how does Melissa get along with the dude?
Okay, the dude is a little bit hard to take sometimes.
In what way?
He is a first-generation Greek gentleman.
So he's a big, loud guy?
He's a big, loud guy.
Boisterous.
Very opinionated.
Not good with a budget.
And right. And not afraid to tell you how he feels about things.
Builds his house
he's
out
also
of marble.
Older than me.
How old?
He's probably in his early 50s.
Oh, he's ancient.
But, you know,
There's a text message from Oscar Santana that says, "You're number one in my heart." Why?
Because he's listening and he heard you making the list of priorities.
He heard us coming forth.
All right, very, very good. Well, what's he? I thought you could only listen.
He's on the Ustream.
He's on the Ustream. Oh, he's listening on
you. You know what I wish? I wish we were number one on his priorities.
What's that?
On the iPhone.
Yep. All right, very good.
But anyway, so he's. you know, obviously, look, I get along with Buzz and Mike, you guys very well. You guys are a little bit older than me. So it's not, you know, that doesn't.
Not an age.
Not
thing.
Usually.
How old is he?
He's in his 50s, probably early 50s.
Uh-huh. Or as I like to call the Studley decade.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. So that's he's right. Just.
So what time did you get to Zorba's house?
We just don't have a lot in common. So you know, it makes it a little bit more difficult for me to really get into the spirit.
Sure.
But
thank
you know,
God he's got that hot 20-year-old wife.
But we.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark is here.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the lady's name?
Her name is Sperry.
Sperry.
She's an Iowa grad, and I found out she was a Golden Girl.
Hey,
remember, we had one of those girls on our show.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Sperry, Mark has extra costumes down in the station wagon. So go down and help him.
What's her costume?
His name is Costa.
Oh, I knew a Costa.
Very, yeah.
Very well.
Of course it is.
Sperry.
Call Central Casting and have them send over a Greek guy.
Sperry, what are you doing downstairs? What are you doing downstairs with Mr. Ronick?
She's dressed up in the costume that Melissa brought, the naughty bankrupt government.
Oh, yeah, thanks to the Greeks,
yes,
incidentally.
Right, yeah.
Thanks for screwing up the economy again
Good
today.
Job
Thank
on
you,
the
bastards. Yeah, I'm so sick of the stock market, I could barf.
Don't
I think
do
everybody,
that.
Pull your money out of the stock market. Do it today. Thank you very much. Anyway.
Because Mike O'Mara told me to.
That's right.
What could possibly go wrong?
Pull it out today.
But what we did is we made.
Wait, every game they had after it was all done, it was all fixed, it was all fine, and then the Greeks go, let's have a vote. What a bunch of effers. I swear to God, screw Greece.
You know what?
They're... Screw Greece.
If you go back, not very long.
I never really
20,
liked the food.
2,500.
I hate the food. 25, it's all got cinnamon in it.
2,500 years ago, what a great government. And what has happened?
They're
in
lazy.
Simply 2,500 years.
They're effing lazy. They want the government to give them everything. And that's why they're all rebelling over there and why the government is so afraid of their people.
The cinnamon isn't the problem. The problem is the grape leaves.
The
that's
grape
right.
leaves.
That's
yeah,
right.
yeah,
that's
yeah
right.
put it in there. You know, poop some I meat do. Into
I
a
do
grape.
And you know
like
what? Feta? So. No, thank you.
Yeah, no.
I like feta.
I don't care.
No,
for it.
Be a man. Eat blue cheese.
Diteros
I like that, too.
They're good.
That's
right. I like the sandwiches.
And I take him for all the Greek friends that I have that I've been to their homes and celebrated Greek Easter, I apologize for what I just said.
Or as we call it,
I don't like moussaka.
Greekster.
What about the? I like gyros.
Yes, I do too.
I like gyros.
What love about those. Baklava?
I don't care for
so
it.
I like the baklava.
I don't like that thin puff pastry. What do they call that pastry they use?
Phyllo dough.
Phyllo dough.
Right.
Phyllo dough. You can have phyllo dough.
I'll eat your portion.
You like phyllo dough?
Yeah, but I still say we burn the nation to the ground. Let's go over to the Acropolis with sledgehammers and get something done.
Carla makes these hors d'oeuvres that she just that everybody eats right up. She takes the chicken salad from Costco.
Love it.
And she spoons it into little phyllo dough packets, and you can have that.
Yeah.
It's like eating cardboard.
I'll just eat the
really?
Salad.
I love the chicken salad. I don't like the phyllo dough.
You know
dough.
What they do? They make that out of the leftover rotisserie chickens.
I know, and it's fantastic.
It's the best
great.
Way.
Best chicken
sure,
salad
right?
in the
but
world.
But the way I improved my time there was we made some Halloween drinks for the grown-ups.
And you know what?
I read about
Mark,
this on
I enjoy
Facebook.
You very much. You're cute, and you're a great acquaintance. But
really
don't email me pictures of your drinks.
I thought
when
you
I'm
would appreciate it.
But when I'm on the wagon, it doesn't help.
You didn't have any drinks last night at
Not
all?
A drop. No.
Oh, wow.
Well, my drink had cherries in it, so I figured
it was. It had a grenadine base.
Yep.
Yeah. It was
what
nice.
Was your drink?
So it was called a. It's called Dracula's Kiss.
Ooh.
And it's very simple drink. It has 1 ounce of black cherry vodka.
Yep. Ooh.
Half ounce of grenadine.
Ooh.
Mixed with cola and the cherries for garnish.
Very sweet.
I would love this.
Is very sweet, and you layer it. So you don't stir it
like
all
a sunrise,
up.
Sunrise, yeah.
So yeah, so you layer it, and you know you don't taste that vodka at all. So I ended up putting in a lot more than just an ounce
Good
of vodka.
For you,
how many of those did you knock back? Last
like
night?
Four.
Oh, there you go. That's a happy Halloween.
Yeah. So I had a great night.
It's pretty. It's a very pretty drink, a black and red layer deal. Very
nice. So Cherry, the wife, Cherry. What is
Sperry?
Sperry. That's right.
Yes.
What is she? Who does she look like? Is she Greek
Celebrity?
Also?
She is Greek. She's not first generation, but she is Greek.
They can
yeah. Nice boom.
Can
Charlie.
I'll see if I can find you a picture.
Does she look like
that's
the lady?
Great. Mark's so good about like
you
sharing
had a,
that with us.
Charlie, you had a friend named Baklava.
I did, yes. Baklava Zublak.
Oh, yeah.
How odd that you would answer to Charlie.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I did.
That's
I was
when,
married
that's
to
when
her.
You get the schizophrenic me. That's the way it works.
Married to her for some
yes,
time.
Yes, Buzz, I did. And she worked at Iverson Mall. And she worked in Perry's Nut House.
That's funny.
Joanne's.
Joanne's Nut House. That's right. At Iverson Mall, that's what she did. Well, go. You look for that.
I I will.
We will take a break. We will come back. I want to talk about...
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't tell you about my Halloween.
You have no children. We'll be right back. And what do you want to say? Anything?
No, Nick can wait.
Okay, thank important. You. We'll take a break. Come back right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not. 855-WAIT-NOT or 855-934-4486. Go to their ad at WaitNot.com. And we have Mr. 100 pounds over here.
Yes.
And we have Mr. 30 pounds over here.
37. Wow.
37 pounds, soon to be at the 40-pound mark.
I am right now...
106.
Wow.
God.
You're just chugging along. What is your ultimate goal? What are you trying to lose?
I will be yet 188 will be my goal.
So 188.
That's an additional
so you got a long way to go.
58 pounds.
58 pounds to go.
Wow.
You can do that easily.
Yeah, you can do that no problem.
So 58
pounds.
Taking
a little longer, but it's still doable.
Sure.
That's the way it is. And how are you feeling? Still energetic?
Look at me, Mike.
Yes, okay. Anyway.
I love it because I'm, you know, there is a certain weight limit that they put on chairs that you take to the beach.
Oh, I've broken those chairs.
Yeah, I have too. Right. And you can sort of fudge it, but I am right at the cusp of being able to sit in a standard beach chair without worrying.
Well, you're a large man as
yeah,
well.
But yes. I'm very excited, and I do feel great. It's the easiest diet to stick to, and the pounds just come off at a ridiculous, easy rate.
That's
it's
fantastic.
Good stuff.
We always say this. If you know somebody that comes to every single family reunion, and you always say to them, hey, listen, you really got to lose that weight, bada-bada-bada, you want to say... Please tell them about Weight Not, because that's a better thing to do for this person than to just say, hey, I think you should lose weight. It's easy for anybody to say that to somebody who's heavy. The fact is, if you say, here's a solution for you, you might want to check it out, give them the number, give them the address, and let them get involved with Weight Not, because it is unbelievable results that you can believe in. Call this number, 855-934-4486, or go to weightnot.com, and we thank them in advance.
Living proof right here in this
Buzz,
room.
I am so guilty of... Not to, Buzz, I don't involve you in the Halloween discussion because,
no.
I mean, I know you hand out candy, but I
do.
I mean,
I do, and generously, to the point that I got yelled at for my wife for being, I never thought I'd get in trouble for being generous, but
right.
I did for handing out too much candies. It turns
Mark
out.
Mark yells at you all the time for that.
As it turns out, it was plenty. You know, it worked out just fine. It was good that I gave out that much candy because it matched the number of trick-or-treaters we had. I wanted
so
to talk.
So did you say to your wife at any point, don't yell at me for being generous.
Right. Yes, I did. Yes,
I'm surprised. You know, one of these nights she's going to stab you with a steak knife.
Or vice versa.
Right in the aorta. That's the way it's going to work with that.
If she hasn't had a nasty fall.
How many trick-or-treaters did you get total?
Not as many as the years before, but a pretty good number. I'm going to say about 50, maybe.
That's a good number. Wow.
Yeah,
it's better
than
we did.
By my math, we got about 25. My favorite costume, I love the little ones that are old enough to go up the stairs by themselves, but the parents are still at the bottom of the stairs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And there were great little kids with great costumes, and they were usually brought by dads who said, you guys still doing that podcast?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And that's
cool. When are you going to be back on the radio? Those are the questions I heard from them.
None of my neighbors know who I am.
Got some message on your phone coming in now?
Hello?
Hey, baby, how many trick-or-treaters did we get last night?
I would say there are probably five groups. Maybe 50?
Yeah, okay.
Wow. That's good.
About
that's good.
About 50. All right, just checking. Just wanted to check in. Have a fabulous day.
Yourself.
See you at the hockey game today.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's busy. She's busy.
I wanted to talk about the age of the trick-or-treaters, too. There was one young lady, girl, who's on the cusp. Maybe this is her last year for trick-or-treating, but
she's 40.
She had the costume of the night. She went all out. She was Beetlejuice, which isn't that new original.
Right.
But every detail, I mean, she did the makeup and the costume, and it looked like she was straight off the movie set.
Oh,
she
man.
Did a great job. And then there were some high school kids.
She's going to be a goth theater chick that anyone can bang.
Probably. That was one of my thoughts. And then I had a similar thought when, I guess I'm going to say high school, probably seniors in high school.
Right.
A guy and two girls came to the door, and they weren't well costumed. but the cleavage made up for it.
Oh, so really?
I gave out candy for cleavage.
You are such a filthy old man.
And a dirty martini.
I didn't come to my door with cleavage.
You are a filthy old man.
Question about policy. I know you hate pumpkins, so you probably had no jack-o'-lantern.
This is a pumpkin for a year. We didn't have decorations up. We just didn't do it this year.
Do you jack-o'-lantern, Buzz?
I usually do, but I didn't this year either.
Now, did you stay on your porch, or did you make them ring the bell?
They rang the bell, but we had the fire going, and Carla was sitting in there, and I was watching horror movies in the den.
See, there is a thing in our neighborhood, and I think we discussed this last year at this time. What movie?
Wrong Turn. You ever see it?
No.
It's got the guy, do you know the guy that bangs the lieutenant, that was the fiance of the lieutenant from Dexter? You know that guy?
Yeah.
You know the guy I'm
talking
about?
Yeah, I do.
Lieutenant. Uh-huh. Yes.
You know,
yes.
And he was in it, and it's got the quirky actor from Six Feet Under that was the psycho brother.
Six Feet Under.
Right. He was in it. And then they take a wrong turn in the woods, and they run into cannibals.
Pretty
and
good.
The thing cannibals. Is, they're not just bad people like in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They're made up to be, they almost look like, I said, the cannibals look like the Geico caveman.
Oh, so they're like a backwards
Neanderthal. Yeah.
Incidentally, young broadcasters, I could not have given that movie in that 15 seconds a more accurate description of what I watched last. Yeah.
I think you did a great job.
Thank you, Brad. And that, speaking of cleavage, that
way to go, Edward.
Takes place in West Virginia.
What's that?
I was reading the recap. Takes place in West Virginia.
West Virginia and deep in West Virginia. Okay.
Isn't it nice when Morley Safer helps out Edward R. Murrow?
Ladies and gentlemen,
look who's here. Hey! Oscar,
just in time.
Here he is, star of
Welcome.
Oh, here we go. Popular programs such as
Check Your Local Listings, Big O and Dukes, The Regulars, and Seller of Man Grates and School Machines.
School Machines.
Oscar Santana.
I apologize.
We were discussing the fact that it was the combination of your disinterest at the end of yesterday's show with that kind of a 1-2 punch today, you know?
No, that app really does wonders. You can listen to the whole show as you drive.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah.
You guys put on a great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Not as good as when we're all here.
That's very true. New Tech 401 coming up.
Cool. What did you do it this morning or last
night? How long did
that
take?
This morning, I usually record Tech 401 at night if I can, but sometimes I have to do it in the morning. Mm-hmm. So we usually record at 8 a.m., but I didn't get to bed till 4 a.m. last night.
Oh, because you had a Halloween night in Georgetown, right?
No, I didn't even go out. I just have a horrible insomnia this past couple of weeks.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
And so I called Todd. I said, could we record at 9? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I didn't realize if we record at 9, then I hit 10. Basically, they're doing construction on 66, right. So you're just sitting there the whole time.
Mm-hmm. No, so you do it at your place. That's where
we do it at Todd's place.
And where does Todd live?
Todd lives in Clarendon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So
it's on the way in.
Right.
But unfortunately, that 1 hour I pushed back because I didn't get enough sleep totally messed this up. And I apologize to the listeners and
you don't
guys.
Look all that bad, though, considering.
Yeah, but he's much better looking than us to begin with.
Right.
I appreciate it.
I don't know what's going on. I think because the Unisom isn't working anymore, I think I have to go back to the Ambien. And
I worry that you, as a young man, that you have so much trouble getting to sleep. I worry about that.
You know, you can become dependent on that. I mean, I'd hate to see you get to the point where you can only sleep with pills.
I cracked a Unisom last night.
Listen to a pod called The Kettle Black.
I don't pay any attention to rumors.
By the way.
I don't pay any attention to movie magazines.
I'm Bruce Burbank doing now. Don't get dependent on any drug.
Honey, I just want to tell you about the wonderful cleavage. And I got full of fun-sized candy.
I had an Elvis last night.
Really?
Was it a good Elvis? A young Elvis or an old Elvis?
Here's the generation gap. And this is what's sucked. Right. This is when I become old fart 101.
Yeah.
And a kid's walking away, and he's a high school kid.
Right.
And he's in an Elvis jumpsuit.
Yes.
And I said, and what does Elvis say when he gets candy? And the kid turns around and looks at me
thank
like,
you.
Yeah.
Well, I said, what does he say? And then I get pissed.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, what does he say? Elvis, what does he say?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm like, yes, sir. Yeah.
But you shouldn't have to work. But my favorite thing.
No, the kid was a little.
My favorite thing is working the kids. And I had one kid. He was maybe 6, maybe 5. Mm-hmm. He was of the age where the parents stayed in the, you know, at the end of the road, but they were watching him. And he had a great werewolf mask with a front panel, so his ripped up shirt revealed a hairy chest because the mask actually was like tucked into his pants, and he looked and you could tell it was loose because when he turned his head the mask wouldn't quite follow. And I went through and I give everybody a question and make them realize their character. I said, what are you? And I hear, huh? I said, what are you? Werewolf. because you can't hear him because the big rubber mask is in front of him. And it was just, it was so great. The old, one other real quick is a kid comes up and he's in a hoodie, but I can tell he's supposed to be Darth Vader because he has the lighted panel on his chest and everything and the black pants, but nothing else. And he's just got a hoodie. And so he looks like casual Darth Vader, like Darth Vader around the house.
On Sunday.
Said, I said, are you Darth Vader? And I hear from like two blocks down the road, yeah, but he lost all his stuff. The mom is waving a lightsaber and a mask.
He's got all
his
really stuff.
He really did dress up.
I loved
it. In contrast, six people got shot in the district last night.
I heard
in D.C.
that. Yes.
Really?
Yes. And you addicted to sleeping pills. I'm sure there's no connection.
No, I remember saying, I wish I was going out tonight. I feel like I should be going out tonight because I drove
because
in.
You made a reference to Georgetown on Facebook.
And then I wrote around 1 a.m., never mind, I heard someone got shot on M Street. I'm glad I didn't go out.
M Street
on M Georgetown.
Man.
In the head. In the head, by the way.
Really?
Not like I'm going to shoot you in the leg, a flesh wound. In the head.
Wow.
Man, Georgetown used to be, you know, safe zone and everybody in there.
But this is the thing, like anybody that's been in any big city, there's a place where usually everybody goes out. And Georgetown is one of the places in the District of Columbia, D.C. And when I drove.
Around here, it's Portner Avenue.
When I drove into town, I forgot how much police presence comes with that type
of
neighborhood where everybody's coming dressed. Everybody's going out.
Right.
How does someone? It's and again, I don't blame guns. I blame people. Mm-hmm. How the hell do you have the balls to shoot someone in the head with so many cops around?
If you want a brutally honest answer, and I know my friend Jerky wouldn't like this, but you have a police department that's in trouble, and you have a police chief I think that's ineffective, and you have you're not keeping your people safe, and you know we still have a reputation in DC as being Dodge City. And you have a police department I think that goes into the district from their homes in the suburbs of in Virginia and Maryland.
They're scared to
live
in the district.
You know, with an attitude of it's them and it doesn't really matter.
And
when that spills over to other people, like maybe it did last night, it's very, very scary.
And you couple
scary.
That with the environment, and you got a night when it is crazy, a controlled crazy, but it's crazy. And you know what? There could be 8,000 people out there with fake guns, part of their costume.
It's Monday night, though.
Yeah, it's scary.
But it's still Halloween. Yeah, it's the worst holiday of the year.
And Georgetown is an area of the district where it used to be a lot different than it is now. And now you've got it kind of, it's cyclical. It goes back and forth. It goes back and forth. It's always been identified by the criminal element in the District of Columbia as a place where you can go and get a quick score. I've always felt that
very
way.
True.
And, you know, occasionally you'll be in
Georgetown.
That's
the way it was when I was in high school.
Well, you know, I used to hang out in Georgetown all the time when I was in college. And it was really no big deal. And then as I got older, I noticed there was more of a gang presence in Georgetown where you would see groups of kids that were not, you know, you can tell groups of kids that are out for a fantastic evening and groups that are, you know, out looking for trouble. There was more and more of that in Georgetown. And it sounds to me like, you know, it's flowing back in that direction again.
It got away from that when they opened the Pottery Barn. That Pottery Barn is really sort of kryptonite to gangs.
I remember one of the coolest moments I had in Georgetown was Georgetown Park. Is that the shopping mall down there?
Yes, right.
And old Slick Willie came in to do his Christmas shopping when I was in there, and I sat across on a railing and I just watched him in the store.
That's
and it was so much fun to see all the Secret Service running
around.
Asking
too much for you to tell the story of you and Riggins when you got Eggs Benedict?
Well, that was Georgetown because that was a regular...
great place to go after a night of drinking.
Place called Bistro Francais. I recommend it highly because it's open all night.
And really great food.
And I'm sitting there and we'd had a little night with Riggins and me and our buddy Sean. And we're sitting at the table.
And we should say this is NFL Hall of Famer John Riggins.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And, you know, John and I like to have a cocktail. Thanks for bringing that up, Rob.
I
suddenly start playing with my pen nervously.
You didn't have to tell. It's just one of my faves.
And I looked over and there was a... I'd had a few. And I looked over and there was a couple laughing at us. And I looked over and I said, excuse me, what the F are you laughing at? And I turned back to look at John Riggins, and John Riggins was asleep in his Eggs Benedict with his cheek in the eggs. I will never forget that.
Your courage perhaps bolstered by the presence of an NFL player.
Yeah, I was tough guy.
And now you're alone.
I was tough guy, and I didn't like being laughed at. But I looked over at him, and I looked back at them, and okay, and I nodded at him going, okay, now I understand.
Now you can laugh.
All right, before we get out of we got all our Halloween stuff out of the way here.
I said this last night, and I got to get a track with this show. I wrote this out on Facebook last night because I really am so impressed with the show. Watched it on TiVo. Didn't watch it in real time.
All right.
But this show, Homeland, has gotten its claws into me.
Oh, is this the Kelsey Grammer program?
No, that's Boss.
Boss, forgive me. What is
Homeland? Is a it's a Showtime program.
Oh, do you
I know it's
Showtime?
Not Turner Classic Movies, Rob. So it's a very popular show. Probably one of the most highly rated shows on cable right now.
Oh, I see.
And you ought to check it out
by
sometime.
The writers, well. Same writers as 24?
I believe
right?
it might be
I
the same. The
What's
same
the premise?
It's a guy that comes back, is rescued from a safe house.
Not yeah,
a,
Oscar, get with it, man.
A terrorist safe house.
Yes.
And comes back to the United States, and the entire dynamic is whether or not he has been turned by his captors.
Oh.
And it's got, what's her name? Oh, my God. Claire Danes,
oh, okay.
who is brilliant in this.
Really?
And
is
this
she
movie,
past being ambivalent towards
she,
everything?
She is amazing. She is Good. Absolutely amazing. It's got Mandy Patinkin. His scenes with her are amazing. This show is so
Hi,
intense.
Claire.
All right, Rob, I know you're having fun with it because you don't care, but I'm going to tell you, this I'm show in. Is so intense. And
I
it is
heard
so
it
real.
Was fabulous.
It is not like Faye at all. It is not like
did
that.
Did you see the scene where Mandy Patinkin did a medley of songs all about right. terrorists?
Okay.
I'm in, Mike.
I know.
I'm actually going to cancel my other cable channel and get Showtime.
It is really, I know I said at the beginning of the year that this American Horror Story right. Is really a great show.
They had
show.
A marathon yesterday.
And it's still good. Yeah. It's still good. Right. But the show that is slowly built and hooked me last night because, man, it's just, it's beautifully acted. It's okay. beautifully written. But when I put this up on Facebook, imagine my surprise where I didn't get responses saying, hey, we like Homeland as well. Everybody wants me to start tracking with Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. I keep hearing
it's
that.
A great, great
and
show.
I've got to catch
I've
up.
Tried. It's so unpleasant, and that you know what?
It doesn't have candy canes and Fred Astaire dancing it's, around yeah, a
or Mandy Patinkin. Okay, it doesn't have any of that.
Watch, hey, douche. Watch Homeland. Watch Homeland and see how Mandy Patinkin is in this movie.
I'm
he
sure.
is not. You think that he's like this guy? Mandy Patinkin's done some good TV work yeah, before.
All
you
I'm saying,
think of him just on
Chicago
Broadway.
Hope.
That's
no, I think of him
Chicago Hope. There's right, a great right. example.
David thought he was show. Wonderful in Dick Tracy.
Yeah. God, but, God, I'm gonna stab
no,
you.
Don't stab me when I'm trying to support what
All
you
right,
say.
All right, go ahead.
You say you Jesus should watch Breaking Christ. Bad. I've heard this for years,
I had like
too.
20 listeners tell me that last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I get Breaking that, too.
But I tried to watch it, and I just can't get into it. I don't know if it's the meth, maybe not my scene. I don't
See,
know.
See, I like meth. I live in Manassas. Yeah. I like meth.
Sure. It's like a documentary for you.
All right, how many seasons we had of Breaking Bad? Two?
I think this is the second season.
Yeah, I think we're into
Are you putting
four?
A hand up that says four, RJ?
I believe
thought this
four.
Is the second.
I think it's further along than that because he's won a lot of Emmys.
I have seen all three seasons going into this season, and I've only caught
RJ
up to the
know.
First three episodes of I'm this season, and I'm blown away. It is an outrageous program.
Okay.
Check it out.
Okay. I got to check it out.
Season four can finished I, a couple about 3 weeks ago.
Can I catch up? Can I catch up by or, by what do you mean? It finished? It's over?
The season this year's season is over.
Okay. All right,
the chick so. Upstairs so, that lives upstairs in my building.
Yeah.
That
the Chinaman?
Apparently she's at the chick upstairs on Twitter. If you want to follow her, she listens to the show.
The chick upstairs.
Yes, she like
that. Her, the chick upstairs.
Her
hey, I think you ought to go down and give Oscar an all over body rub.
Yeah.
Just on general principle, lady. If you're listening to this show right now,
she
help the
boyfriend.
Boy out. The boy,
and it doesn't have to be. It doesn't He's have nice. To be a full hour, but trust me, you'll know when you're done.
Well, I think it's her uncle that's actually a producer on that show.
Really?
Yes. Huh.
Breaking Bad.
Yes.
I got to check out Breaking Bad. Yeah. There were just too many people that went nuts about it, and we're volunteering.
Should we go back to Netflix and start with the first episode?
You have
or?
To. If you okay. haven't seen it, right. you have to see it from the get.
All right.
Oh, really?
You just can't pick up on this season and pick it up from there because you don't know what how it got here.
I'll check it out.
It's amazing.
I really because. You know, you made your point, everybody, on Facebook, and I will do
Why
that.
Why don't you come over on Sunday? We'll watch it together.
Hey, yeah, down to the hood?
Yes.
Come into your hood?
Yes. Yeah,
wear your Kevlar, Mike.
We'll sit there.
Fantastic.
Drink heavily.
I'd like for it. And before we go to break, Kim Kardashian, I know it's a jive topic
so
because
sad.
It was on the Today Show, but it's a jive topic that as much as I hate to dive into it, it interested me because I want to know, is she the Uber whore that's doing this just as a publicity stunt, or is this a legit
just,
thing? What the hell's
just
going on?
When you think it couldn't get any more jive, Mike, for those who are not tracking, can I play the Billy Bush coverage of it?
Yeah, please.
No. Because this is
this
plenty jive.
This is what our society's become.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian files for divorce. Here I thought it would last till November. What can I say? I'm a hopeless romantic. Only 72 days in marriage. But that was enough for Kim, who ended it today with Chris.
Kim told us, after careful consideration, I've decided to end my marriage. I hope everyone understands this was not an easy decision. I'd hoped this marriage was forever, but sometimes things don't work out as planned. We remain friends and wish each other the best. A blindsided Chris released a statement saying, quote, I love my wife and I'm devastated to learn she filed for divorce. I'm committed to this marriage and everything this covenant represents, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make it work.
He's just a kid. She's just a
Oscar. I hate the Kardashians with all of every fiber of my being.
You didn't used to be that way.
I did an interview with her one time where she was sexy and she was fun, and I didn't feel the way I did back then, the way I feel now. Now they represent to me everything that is wrong with America. Yep. They really, really do.
Even with their association with the great Bruce Jenner?
Bruce Jenner is part of the Kardashians.
Part of the problem. Yeah.
Bruce Jenner with his womanly plastic surgery.
He's hearing,
what the hell is wrong with that freak of nature?
Well, he had botched plastic surgery.
Well, botched, you
and
bet.
And then they try to fix it, and he looks, I think, almost worse. Yeah,
he looks like a chick.
Yeah, it sucks.
He looks like a chick. She doesn't have any appreciable. She's just like a big load. And then all the other sisters are big loads.
Oh, and you always take one step down with every sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Is it Courtney, the one that looks like a special ed student?
It's Chloe.
I love Courtney.
It's Chloe.
I kind of like her, too.
Of course. Yeah, Courtney's the hottest.
Just on the eye. She's easy on the eye.
What have they done? Nothing. What have they accomplished in the show business?
They've gotten the infomercial off the E! Network.
Yeah. Is that
no? Because they filled with so many reality programming.
They don't do anything.
No, they don't.
They don't.
No.
They don't do anything.
They don't.
They're
contribute.
Lazy. They're fat. They're sluts. They bang athletes because they're whores.
How dare they?
They're horrible.
Guys with muscles and millions.
Yeah, but that's it. But that's all they're about. That's all they're about.
I don't think they're substance, but people watch.
They make me want to barf. They make me want to barf.
By the way, let me say this, that if you're not a fan of Chloe and Lamar, then I don't know if you're my friend.
Wow, really?
That's a fair
I will watch a marathon of that ass.
You love the crap TV.
That's the problem.
You know, you and Carla ought to just get a room and watch Jersey-licious and Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yes, I said it. There, I said it, RJ.
I don't know if you really
Carla
mean that.
Carla and I had the longest conversation I think we've ever had in our lives together about Jersey-licious.
I know.
And the progression of the show and how, like, the characters have changed for the better.
Characters.
Such a waste of time.
She used to be a dumpy, frumpy chick, and now she's almost attractive.
It's good that you're taking your spare time to better yourself.
Is that the 5-drink rule? You know, the more alcohol you get, she looks better? What?
I'm telling you, RJ, she lost, like, 50 pounds.
Well, that's always a good thing.
And she just looks amazing
now. Here is the deal. Is the is this BS?
Well, that's good news for me.
Is this BS? Is this by design? Did she know that she was going to do this all the way along?
I think she rooked this guy.
She knew she was going to divorce
this
guy.
Of course.
All that.
Ratings,
That's how much of a Satan she
was. And I really think this guy got snookered in.
And he deserves it.
I think he fell in love with her.
Yeah, he did.
And
yeah.
I think anyone who's that stupid kind of does deserve it, but I can't help but feel sorry
for him. It's dumb meets manipulation, obviously.
Yeah. He did a cannonball into that ass.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then he realized.
I watched the whole wedding special. I didn't see that shot. Yeah.
And wouldn't she have like a few social diseases? Wouldn't she that you probably never
but
here's
who
the
doesn't?
Under here's the underside. Here's the underside of this reality TV. The Paris Hilton, who has been documented to have a raging case of herpes.
Right. Yeah.
And this Kardashian who banged, you know, not only Reggie Bush, but I'm sure every other athlete. These athletes who bang everything that walks, they have social diseases.
But
like to see a show on social diseases of reality stars.
Wow.
And I would really like to get medical records and
reality.
Go right down the I would like to see the situation's health report and really go right down the line and go, he's got rickets, he's got genital warts, he's got syphilis.
How about episode 2 of that series when Boston Rob has HPV?
HPV, the new comedy social disease.
But
if
you get enough of them, don't they fight each other? Don't they sort of kill each other?
The germs actually do go to war.
Herpes can kill HPV.
Your gonorrhea can take care of your
it's
HPV.
It's kind of like rock, paper, scissors.
Right? You realize that we don't ever talk about Michael Vick anymore and his herpes.
That's right. Yeah. Michael Vick, who now has made it
hundreds
to the comeback.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions of dollars, but still
has herpes.
Carla and I are watching that, and this is how much of a dog lover Carla is the other night.
Right.
Vick, we're down at the little watering hole over in Manassas Park.
You still have him on your fantasy
it's
team?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, he does.
Doing pretty well for you.
Little place called Clark's, and we're sitting there. By our onesies, wanted to go out and have a beer and watch the game. And Michael Vick comes up on the screen and says, I never want you pointing him out when he's on TV again, because I like to do it. I go, right. Hey, yeah. There's your guy. There's your guy. She yeah. still hates Michael Vick.
He is a living, breathing example of the short memory span of America.
Or yes. second yes. chances.
And so also, sad. I wouldn't share his helmet with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to be safe.
Now, what do you mean? You mean as
with
far
the,
as
the oozing source?
You think the oozing source?
Yeah, I'm
are
sure
there?
It's great that he's a great football player, but he can keep his own helmet.
I bet the vagine on Kim Kardashian looks seriously like melted gummy bears.
Michael like Vick. Sloppy Joe.
Oh, I was thinking. Remember in elementary school when you had to build a topographic map?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking she looks a little bit like the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Those aren't razor bumps.
Oh!
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar. Thanks for making it in today.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
It's nap time. Audio ball.
Oscar. Yeah. Night, night.
Welcome.
Welcome back to segment 3 of the Mike O'Mara Show, Rob's Magic Audio Ball, brought to you by AdamandEve.com. Got to do a quickie today, Rob.
I understood.
For a limited time, get 50% off just about anything from toys to videos. In fact, order one item at 50% off and get 3 free adult DVDs.
Wow.
Plus free shipping on the entire order. And Buzz got so excited about writing free adult DVDs that he turned shipping into shiping.
Wow.
S-H-I-P-I-N.
Actually, I think they have a video of someone shiping on the website. But you have to Google it.
It's a new thing. I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, man, I shiped her.
Use
the code TMOS on checkout to get this special offer. Enter TMOS is the offer code at AdamandEve.com or go through the ad link on our website. Time for the audio vault. Let's get right to it.
Rob, I want to apologize.
Well, that's fine. Now let's move on.
Okay. Some guy wanted me to retweet something about his podcast. He's out of Australia.
Uh-huh.
It's a... And he writes to me 5 times. He says, can you please retweet this? This is what he wrote. If you don't retweet, I will not unfollow you. And then he writes, wait, if you don't retweet, still won't unfollow you. So he's basically trying to win me over. He finally wins me over. He says,
slow down.
I got
really?
He goes, I
relax.
Got
relax.
Will unfollow at Rob Spiewak if you retweet this tweet.
Wow.
So I was like, that's my friend Rob. Why would I want somebody to unfollow him on Twitter?
Now, what is unfollow?
And do I have a Twitter?
It's like to unfriend them, like what we would
okay.
do on Facebook.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
I don't think I have a Twitter.
Is you it
don't.
Somebody else?
It's somebody
I think it
else.
Is.
Oh, no. I
so
guess,
unfollow
I felt so
him.
Bad.
So say okay.
Yeah. So I retweeted it, and I thought he was mad at me.
Are they an Australian radio show?
Yes.
They are.
They're a podcast. Wow. Are they good? Oh, wow. You know about them?
They've harassed me a bit about, I don't know, trying to advertise and not advertise.
Wow.
I mean, I'm tempted to bleep out the name of the podcast.
I'm glad we didn't.
Oh, really? Because they finally got mentioned.
I know that they're fans. I know that they're fans, but we're kind of giving them what they want.
Edit it out.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
Make it easy, guys.
Done.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Time for the audio roll.
Great to be with you all. And,
magic perfect. Of technology.
And it is terrific. We didn't get to a couple of things on today's show. I do want to talk maybe tomorrow about the DirecTV deal,
okay. Yeah.
Which I don't know a heck of a lot. You got a little bit in
hey,
the
it's my deal, Wade.
And get ready to come in tomorrow, gentlemen, with our winter project predictions. Or predictions, as it were, 2012. Okay. Let's the 2011-2012 winter season. I'd like to know what everybody thinks. Put on your meteorological
for weather,
hats.
Who
okay.
won last year, right?
I don't know.
Who won last year?
I have no idea.
We never keep track.
I'll take the victory.
Let's get to let's open it up again. Here it
open
is.
Just don't unfollow me on Twitter.
For the audio vault. Take it away.
All right. Mike, are you concerned?
No.
I am.
Never.
It seems to me that ever since it's moved to cable, Monday Night Football seems dirty.
Holly's going to work on McNeil. Watch him get off here, Mike. Let's see if they can bang this in.
They're getting all lathered up now.
Right in his face. Opening his hip. He crawls right up into Dwayne Bowen. Somebody's got to grab a hold of it and choke it. I'm sure they're going to have Thomas Jones center the ball for suck up. Well, you have to get pressure with that top hand, and you're right. You have to ride that center.
I don't know what you can do besides maybe put a dress on some of these guys.
I don't know. If no one questions that it's going to get worse.
That's right. It has to be questioned.
All right. Now, this is my favorite tape today, and I'm glad we have time for this. This is amazing on a couple levels. It's temper. It's a guy losing it. And it also shows the speed of what goes on during a live television broadcast. This is during a baseball game. This is the truck that they park outside the stadium that directs the cameras.
Right.
This director is having trouble with his tape operator.
Oh, no.
This director is having trouble with his camera guys.
Okay.
And it's really kind of amazing because even as pissed as he gets, he still directs faster than I can almost talk.
High pressure job.
Yeah, I think you'll like this. This is called the WTF TV truck. It's from a baseball game.
Anybody else? C will have it. C, okay. I'm looking for it. Ready, C, wipe C. Here it is. Roll it.
Well, Mark Lefty is the regular second baseman and a terrific defensive second baseman. Turns a double play as well as
anybody. Where is it? That's not it. Out to one. I'm sorry. Tape gave me the wrong information. God f***ing damn it. All right, look, guys. I will not take any swings. Ready for it? Take four. I do not want a swing unless I ask for it. No f***ing swings. I told you yesterday I don't want swings. Unless the swing is part of the play. It makes no sense. There's no need for it.
Understood.
God. If I'm working when I leave town here, you guys have been hired by someone after my job trying to get me out, because it's going to happen. I'll be gone. I'm gone. One.
Loop to left. It has a chance.
Ready, two. Take two. Ready, one. Take one. Stay with him, two. Stay with him, two. Ready, two. Take two. Ready, one. Take one. Next guy, two. Scoring. Oh, wherever he's going. Wherever he's going. Ready, two. Take two. Ready, one. Ready, one. Ready, four. Ready, three. Take three. Camera five, where's my runner? I told you to get the guy who hit it. Where'd he go? He's got to be out there f***ing somewhere. Ready, one. Take one. That's where I wanted to go, and there was no one there. You got to get the guy who hit it, Fred. That's all you worry about. Once the ball's hit, if you're not shagging, bingo. On the guy who hit it. Ready, A. Wipe A. Here it is. No! Roll it. F***! You're cute at it. I read it in, and then you rolled it before I said roll it. Out to three. What the f*** is going on in tape? What is going on back there? Did you have it on B? Is that it on B?
Yes, it is.
Just hold that freeze. Ready for it, take four. What the f*** is going on? I'm going to automate these f***ers and do it myself. White B. Here it is. The attempt. Roll it.
Isn't that great?
Wow. Oh,
that's
my
the job
God.
I want to be in right there.
Oh,
but can you
have
the
tough.
Speed that moves
I didn't
at.
Realize, like, when, obviously, the sound there, when there was a play, that it moves that quickly.
Ready, one, take one. Ready, two, take two.
Have you watched?
It's just amazing.
When you're watching all those changes and shots, that's what they're talking about
that's
behind
incredible.
The scene. It's
right.
Crazy.
You don't really realize how difficult that is.
I would
is.
Love to compress that and leave the swearing in and run it again during a bonus show so you get an idea of just how vehement he is. You lose a little bit with the bleeping.
That is very,
but
very
the speed is fascinating
very
to me.
Cool.
Do you want to hear Ann Coulter stepping in, or do you want to hear Herman Cain singing?
I would like to hear Ann Coulter stepping in, because I think we've covered Mr. Cain.
All right, well, I will.
And he does it in a...
I've got another tape of him I'll keep till tomorrow.
Okay,
it's good.
Very good.
Ann Coulter, this is amazing. We've had our past with her. She talks and she says a lot of things, but every now and then she says something even amazing to me. Here she is comparing a certain aspect of the Republican Party to an aspect in the Democratic Party.
Huh. That's why our blacks are so much better than their blacks. To become a black Republican, you don't just roll into it. You're not going with the flow. You have fought against probably your family members, probably your neighbors. You have thought everything out. And that's why we have very impressive blacks in our party. Not only that, but the reason we do have a special place for blacks in American society is because there was slavery, because there was Jim Crow, thanks Democrats. The president who we have now has benefited from this. Oh, isn't this great? We have our first black president. Well, he's half black. And he is not the descendant of blacks who suffered these Jim Crow laws, who suffered through slavery. I'm not contesting that he was born in America or anything, but he is the son of a Kenyan. He is not the son, the grandson, the great-grandson of American blacks who went through the American
slavery.
Experience. That is Herman Cain.
She is a... friggin' lunatic.
Isn't she?
But she is with Ann Coulter.
God, I hate
and
her.
I have to
Me
I know
too.
You hate her, Buzz, but I had her on the old show twice I know. Because she is what you see is what you get.
True.
She is unadulterated. Uh-huh. She is so much to me. She is so much better than the Sean Hannitys and the Bill O'Reillys who are devious. Uh-huh. She is a lunatic. She lets right up front the way
she
feels.
She might as well wear
feels.
A sign that
she's
says lunatic.
Absolutely.
She's out there,
but she right tells this is what this woman believes.
I know.
She's hysterical.
And remember,
she cracks me up. She's like a cartoon character.
At least for some time, she was banging Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Unbelievable. unbelievable.
That's right, yeah. So figure that out for a second. If you want to label her as a racist, I think she comes by this discussion of race very honestly and very openly. I disagree with everything she says, but at the same time, she is. I loved having her on the show. I loved having her on the show because she can take anything you throw at her,
right.
And she's not somebody. I'll take her over a Dick Morris any day of the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Her opinions are dynamite. Time for one more?
One more.
Need Oscar's help on this one, so wake up, little boy.
Yes.
David Hasselhoff has gotten himself a job. He works. The man works.
Yes, right.
He's got himself a job in Spain. There's a Spanish movie called Brain Drain 2, and he is doing the commercial for it.
Ah.
So this is Hasselhoff in Spanish.
Okay.
So I'm going to play you David Hasselhoff's Spanish commercial, and then I'll see if you can
Please.
Give me a translation of what Herr Hasselhoff is saying about Brain Drain 2.
Vete por la sombra que el sol derrete los bombones. Cuando te miro en el escote, me pongo polote. Tienes un polvo que no nos limpia ni el centella. Qué bonitos ojos tienes.
Nice
para comerte todo el coño. Te voy a meter hasta las pelotas. Blanca, ojete, chocho. Lo importante es mojar el bizcocho.
What's he
it's
saying?
It's a trailer.
Right. It is. Just, but obviously they're giving Hasselhoff little
lines.
Little phrases.
He is apparently, beautiful eyes you have.
He's screaming catcalls at women as they walk by.
Yeah, that's what
he's doing.
Nice rack. Nice.
Nice marketing. That, Mike, that is your magic audio.
Thank you very much, Hasselhoff. Rob. We will take a break. We will come back with Buzz and News right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. You make everything. Wild thing. Let's get Buzz in here. Lots going on in the news. Besides Kim Kardashian. Take it away, Mr. Burbank.
And thank you, Mike. We're brought to you the news today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. It's not only your Halloween headquarters. It's where you'll find all the all-new Kindle Fire.
Fire.
Ultra-fast web browsing and 18 million movies and TV shows, plus books, magazines, games, and apps. The Kindle Fire is affordable, and it's available through MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it and spread the word. You're saving money and supporting the show when you shop MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, as predicted in this podcast, an 11th-hour deal has been reached to keep the various Fox networks on DirecTV. Mm-hmm. Called it right here on this show.
Are we going to have to pay more?
No, you're not. Not in the immediate future. I've heard no announcements about rate hikes. In fact, because of the pressures that are befalling cable companies and satellite companies, I wouldn't be surprised if rates actually began to go down in the years to come.
Good. All right.
Because people are finding the shows on other sources. Yeah.
It's about time something goes down.
I was if I was going to lose my Sons of Anarchy and my American Horror Story, I was going to go with another provider. I think they probably knew a lot of people were going to do
that.
Yeah, of course. And that's why DirecTV wasn't going to allow this to slip away. And because Fox doesn't want to lose any viewers, they weren't going to allow it to slip away. That's why this had to be settled by both parties.
Keep in mind, the reason the big chip is not so much the entertainment programming, which is huge, it's half the NFL.
The sports.
And they need that. They built DirecTV on the NFL.
Why did they tease us? They used us as pawns.
Yeah, they did.
They both wanted more.
That's exactly what they did.
Hey, RJ, is my clock broken again?
Yeah. Sadly, it got jammed again.
It's not working. That's why we turned the light on.
Did you just think the show was going really slow?
I said, no, I thought the show was running way over.
Oh, okay.
The two multi-billion-dollar empires were having, as you said, a very public contract battle on our TV screens, causing unnecessary worry among viewers of especially FX shows like Sons and American Horror Story. Oh, that sexual harassment settlement.
Yes, we have tape of Herman Cain.
That's Herman Cain's reaction to
the
charges.
Was that supposed to be a cue for Rob?
That was a cue, yes.
And Rob was asleep at the wheel.
I am unaware of any sort of settlement. I hope it wasn't for much because I didn't do anything.
Yes, that was some sort of settlement or termination, and I don't even know what the contents of that was.
Republican frontrunner Herman Cain now remembers the settlement paid to at least one of the women making sexual harassment claims against him.
I chalked this up, this experience, to a wave that was once a ripple.
Uh-huh.
When all I wanted all along was to see a little nipple.
I understand.
Oh,
there he is.
Herman Cain, do you elect to give or receive?
Thought I'd throw another one in.
I like that.
That's the best one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And being careful to stick to the legally defined term sexual harassment, Cain says he's not guilty of that, at least in his opinion.
God.
He admits in their minds that he, quote, may have crossed a line.
Bye, Herman. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Any any thought I had of this guy, not because of the sexual harassment,
no,
just the way he's
handled
he's
it.
Done
horrible
what,
spin.
I mean, you have to be so stupid to handle it this way.
Yeah.
You should know. There are primers on how to handle stuff and how to not handle
right,
stuff.
This is not it.
And, you know, he is just spinning out of control because he's dishonest. Shocker, a politician who's dishonest.
And have we
you
discussed
know,
the
enough.
Ad of his guy with
oh,
the
cigarette smoking?
Yeah, that's yeah. old news. But
I know
I mean,
it's
the fact
old,
is,
but I get really my skin crawls, not because the guy smokes. The fact that he smiles after it.
Well, it's just
it's
the whole Herman Cain thing.
God,
it,
yeah.
What is Herman Cain? Hey, refreshing. A breath of fresh air. Yeah, he's dumb. You know? He sounds
no,
dumb.
We
had
dumb.
And he has
dumb.
Simple solutions, and that's what Americans like. I'm so tired of this crap.
We had 8 years of dumb not long ago. I
bring,
don't want more dumb.
Bring the smarter guys in. That's right. what I want to do.
We
yeah.
tried that last time.
I don't like plain speaking.
You don't
I
like
want,
that?
I want my politicians to be
words.
Better educated than I am.
Michael
I want
Romero
them to
wants
hold on a second, Rob. I want them to be smarter than I am. I want them to be more articulate than I am.
Yes.
I don't want them to be like me. Haven't we learned from that?
Right.
And yeah, Herman Cain, 999. Nice and simple, duh. Easy to understand, duh. Hey, I'll make a joke about the fact that if they quiz me about world leaders, I won't understand it, duh. You know, F you and so long. I was, you know, I thought this guy might have something unique to offer for a while. I really did. Mm. And I got sucked in like the rest of the country. He's just another crappy politician.
Well, I'll skip the details, let you read about it elsewhere online if you wish. Cain, however, is also denying an improper financial arrangement involving his campaign. It could be big trouble for the man who was until this week posing the biggest challenge to the re-election of President Obama. But let he who is without stones cast the first glance. Or words to that effect.
What?
A new survey shows that nearly two-thirds of Americans believe they couldn't run for office because of past decisions they've made. Two-thirds of us know we couldn't run either.
Oh, I agree. And
exactly.
I never, right. And I never put the meat under the cheese.
Right.
And he's got that, and he's still screwing up.
The fact is, though, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally, and I'm in that category.
Yeah, me too, obviously.
I would not want to run because of things I've done in my past. The fact is.
All he could run.
Why are you pointing at RJ?
RJ could run.
RJ could run.
I doubt it. But the fact is, you know, that's why you get the, hopefully, the best and the brightest and the people
right,
that have
right.
kept the clean slate that there are leaders. That's what you get. You live that you know that clean life and maybe you get to be a political
president
leader
jerky
Puerto Rican power.
Wow. Isolate that one.
60
can you say that again one more time? No, nice and slow.
Puerto Rican power.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
60 Minutes of Vanity Fair
paid for by Diaz and 12.
Those two entities. Vanity Fair's 60 Minutes asked Americans if they have skeletons in their closet that would thwart a political campaign. 62% said yes. Far more women than men, which surprised me. Mm-hmm. 66% of women, 58% of men.
Hookers.
Only a third of us, only a third of us say we could live in a glass house. One third, 36%.
Well, the heating bills alone.
Well, here it is. I think that I would be able. No, I too many drunken like nights.
Yeah,
they just go and interview people that worked at my bar.
I don't recall any.
And all think that of all blow.
Think of all the drunken nights we've had just doing this show together.
God, think of all the drunken stuff we put on the air. They wouldn't even have to dig. They just have to do a Google search.
And download.
Yeah, yeah. They pay 99 cents for the bonus show, and we're out of there.
Jeremy Piven.
I mean, you remember the whole thing about Bush?
Yeah.
That you know, Bush had quit drinking because he got
right,
out of control.
Right.
We've done so much worse than he ever did.
Gosh, I know.
With our drinking.
I know.
So that's it for
but
us.
But we didn't run for president.
Right. No, I would love to. I'd love to be like, you know, if I was to get into politics,
right.
I'd love to be an Eli Gold.
Right.
I'd love to be a behind the scenes guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love
or,
to do
or
that.
Or no one.
You go to the wrong church.
God. Former Republican frontrunner Rick Perry, meanwhile, is being judged by excerpts from one of his speeches that have gone viral on YouTube.
This is funny.
The 8.5-minute montage makes up more than a third of a speech that he gave to a conservative think tank on Friday. In the clips, Perry appears unnaturally giddy.
And I'm with her. Write your checks. Gold is good. If you've got any in the backyard, because, you know, if they print any more money over there in Washington, the gold's going to be good. And she will take it. She will take it. And this is such a cool state. I mean, come on. Live free or die. I mean, you know, you got to love that, right?
Now, in his defense, during the 25-minute speech, Perry got thunderous applause and at least one standing ovation.
I think they're making something out of nothing here. I don't think it's
have
that
you,
big
have
a deal.
Have you seen the tape? Have you seen
Yeah, I've seen it, and I think that they're really kind of going after him when, look, it's a long campaign
trail. He's already
trail.
On the bottom, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're tired. And
yeah, you know what, and they've used that excuse for him before in the debates. He's sleepy.
Yeah.
I think he's very sleepy.
He doesn't get enough sleep.
And you know what else, Mike? He is the best plain speaker.
He is indeed.
New York police are denying charges they've moved drunks and belligerent homeless into the Occupy Wall Street encampment to make the protesters look bad.
Pretty funny, though.
In Nashville, police have stopped arresting Occupy protesters after a lawsuit and a sympathetic judge questioned the legality of the arrest. Winter is now the protesters' biggest challenge. And finally, in Germany, over the weekend, police arrested a man who hit a pedestrian with his car and fled the scene.
Mike.
The man had just left a Halloween party. Just
Deutschland.
Man had just left a Halloween party in his Star Wars Yoda costume. Drunk he was. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Couldn't reach the pedals.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
There you go. Thank you very much, Buzz.
You bet.
Run over you, I will. That's it. We got to get out of here. Thank you all very much. Hey, tomorrow on the show, a little recap of hockey night in D.C. with yes. RJ and myself and Mrs. O'Mara and Jabari. We're all going down to see the Caps. Who are they playing tonight, RJ? Do you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Northwestern.
That's right.
He's just there at the event. It wouldn't matter.
I had the team, and I forgot.
I should know who they're playing tonight, too.
Mark, who are we?
It's no gonna idea. Be
Hurricanes?
A great time.
Hurricanes does sound familiar, yes. Oh, that's Carolina.
Miami. Mm. Coming off two losses.
Anywhere.
The Cardinals.
Who are they playing? Who
is it? Ducks. The
Ducks.
They used to be Mighty Ducks.
No wonder we got the free tickets. Brought to you by CB Lucas, AC, and Heating. I said that to say it. Yeah. Cold weather's on the way, and
right.
TMOS listeners can get their heating system tuned up for winter for just $69.
Boo. Boo. No wonder they're free.
If you need to replace your old inefficient system, do it. CB Lucas has 3-year same-as-cash financing or instant rebates on qualifying train systems. I use CB Lucas. I recommend you do as well. The best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas. Click their ad on our website. It's the Mighty Ducks. And we'll tell you all about it tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Quack, quack.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.